You would not believe what I forgot to do for this week. Oh, if you guessed record the podcast episode, you would be absolutely right. So here I am sitting on the bed at my cottage because it's the softest place to be in a home full of wood. And you may hear the geese honking out on the lake. You may hear cars going by. I'm sure that my editor, Alvin, will do what he can with the audio, but here I am on my phone talking to you this morning. So if you've been in my world for a while, you're probably well aware that we are mid-launch for this round of Content by Design. And Content by Design is where you finally learn how to leverage your human design so that you can bring in the people you're here to work with, not the ones who drain you, not the ones who are tire kicking all the time, who are asking you all of the questions and never hiring you, but your soul fit clients, the ones who you really are here to serve. And then that allows you to make the money that you're here to make to have your sustainable business. This has been quite a learning experience, this launch. And I'm going to go through some of that with you here this morning. Every launch, we get to learn a little bit more about ourselves, about the process. We get more steps in place, all of the things. And I have faced an objection often this round that why is it always about the money? And I want to invite you to think about if you're in business, it is about the money. It's not just about the money, but it's not about the money either. Because the way to build your sustainable business is by making the money that you're here to make. And that's how you will have the impact that you're here to have. And I don't know about you, but I have a list as long as my arm of people that I want to help. And yes, I help now, but we can help on such a greater level, the causes that we believe in, when we are well resourced. And at this time in our evolution, that means money. So what I thought would be fun to do today is to go through some of the things that we covered in the masterclass series, not the whole thing. I'll just give you the little highlight reel. And if you missed it, you can grab the replays for just $22. You can have them for life. It's between 5 and 6 hours of content teaching you exactly how to leverage your human design in your messaging. And then I'm also going to share with you stories of some of the people who've been through at least one round of Content by Design. Now, why do I say one round? Because Content by Design is like the Hotel California. If you're a Gen Xer, you will know my reference there. You can check out, but you can never leave. With your purchase of Content by Design, your investment in yourself, you get access, lifetime access, not just to the portal, not just to the pre-recorded stuff, but you get to keep coming around for live rounds with us. You get to keep being in the room over and over and over again. And here's why that's important. Because your message isn't a one and done thing. One of the things that came up in the masterclass series that people were kind of gobsmacked about is that every offer needs a message. And what most people do in the online space is that they think that there's one message, that they have one message, and then they create their offers from that message. But that's backwards. What you're actually wanting to do is to create your offer, validate your offer before you create everything, anything. And we go through that in Content by Design. You're going to validate it so that you don't end up on this hamster wheel of creating new offer and nothing ever sells. And you're banging your head against the wall thinking, what the heck is wrong with me? Why don't people buy my offers? Well, maybe it's because you didn't validate it first. So we definitely work on that in Content by Design. And what you're going to do is pull your message from the offer. Because you probably will have many offers over the course of your business. Your lead magnet is an offer. Your low bite thing in your email system is an offer. Your signature course is an offer. Maybe you have a mastermind or private coaching. All of those things are offers that need different messaging. And the thing about leveraging your human design is that you is who you is. So you're always messaging from the place of who you are. You understand what your soul is here to say. And you can pull from different places in your design for different offers, which is really important to be able to do. Because if you stick with buying templates or formulas or following influencers or the trend of the day, whatever the trend, I don't even know what the trend of the day is in your messaging, because I don't pay any attention, because I know how I'm here to speak. I know what moves you through my own design. And it doesn't matter what offer I'm speaking about in my business, I have the ability to feel like myself in my message. I have the ability to be in integrity with myself in my message. And I will call exactly my people to me. No more tire kickers. No more people who drain me, want more than I can possibly give. You know what a big thing for me is the people who are not doing the work. The people who want to come in and just have me do it for them. If you were part of the masterclass, you probably a few times thought, whoa, why isn't she not answering them? It's because I see people coming in and wanting me to do the work for them. And that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for the people who meet me more than halfway. And I promise you, I will meet you more than halfway every single time, but not if you're here to call it in. And that's what your aligned message will do in your business as well. It will enable you to call in exactly the right people, exactly the ones who light your soul on fire. In human design, we talked about this in the masterclass series as well. In human design, we know that you came here with a fractal. Now, we didn't cover your whole fractal. We do that inside Content by Design, but we covered the line that you're here to speak to. And that's really important. It's a profile line that you're here to speak to. So think about the different profile lines. Again, if you're this is all new to you, go back to the masterclass series, grab those replays for just $22 and go through them. There is a certain way that your people need you to speak in order for them to hear you. And understanding that you came here with a fractal of people, a neutrino stream just burst. They're your people and they're waiting for you and they can't hear you. When you hide behind the templates and the formulas and trying to be professional, we talked about this in the masterclass, three types of content that actually are keeping your perfect fit clients away from you. One is educational content, pouring on educational content all day long. And then you get those messages that say, hey, thank you for all that you've done for me. I've learned so much from you. And I just wanted to let you know that I hired so-and-so to help me with this problem. And you sink. Because it's not fair, but they didn't know that you could help them. They thought you were there to teach them. So that's one of the things we talked about. We also talked about pouring so much content into one post. I did a thread in the Facebook group where I asked people, I invited people to pop in a piece of content and I would go through it and see how many posts were in that one post. And in Content by Design, in the first module is all about writing well. Because whether you're speaking on a podcast, whether you're doing YouTube videos, whether you're writing a blog, a book, posts, emails, whatever it is, you're writing. And you need to know how to do that well. You need to know some of the copy tricks that actually help you to convert. You need to know the right languaging to use so that people can actually hear what you're here to say. You can pour all of the human design you want onto crappy messaging, and it's still crappy messaging. So we start with writing well. And we talked about this. I did this thread in the group where people could come through and pop a post in that they thought was one post. And we got anywhere from 5 to 10 posts out of one post. So what's wrong with pouring all of that information in one post on your clients, on your audience? Well, they're not clients for one thing, because they haven't hired you if that's what you're doing in your content. People are already overwhelmed. They do not need a dissertation on the work that you do. What I invite you to do is pull out one piece, one concept, and go really deep into that. Not just deep into the information of it. We live in the information age. People are inundated with information. They can hit ChatGPT and have information on steroids in seconds. But what they want to know, what they need to know is, how will this relieve their symptoms? Do you know the problems that your audience are actually dealing with? And do you speak to those in your content? Not the root cause, the symptoms of the problems, the things that are actually happening in their life. That's the thing that makes your client raise her hand and say, I need what you have. You get me. Self-identifying content all day long is going to beat that information dump. And then we also talked about this professionalism. And this is a big piece of stepping into your human design. You can drop that professional mask that you're wearing that makes you feel like you have to show up as perfect. Like you've got it all figured out online. Depending on your profile, you may never have it all figured out. And that is your gift. Of course, we went through in the masterclass many of the places in your human design where your messaging lives. We hit big on profile. We spent an entire, probably at least an hour, going through the human design profiles and how to use them in your content. We talked about your Mercury and how we flavor it. We spice it up in your messaging. Doesn't have to be a literal thing in your messaging. We talked about a counterintuitive place in design where we actually draw people in through our openness. And so many times in the human design space, People focus on their definition. They focus on speaking from who they are. And this is actually backwards. And then we talked about your throat definition and how it makes a difference whether you have a defined throat or a motorized throat. And I know that if you're here and you're brand new to human design, you're probably thinking, oh my God, these words are so strange. And that's okay. If you're new here, grab those replays. I'm going to leave them up forever for $22. Grab the replay. So no matter when you're listening to this, you can get them and you can dive in here. It makes a difference in your content. We talked a lot in the masterclass about redefining consistency. Consistency in your business, in your content creation, does not have to mean that you show up every day in your business. You do not have to post 16 reels a month on Instagram. You don't have to be in your Facebook group every minute of every day. You get to redefine consistency. And a big piece of that is how your throat center is defined. That's why we spend so much time on this in Content by Design. We want to look at all of the voices of your throat center, if there are any. If there aren't any, if you have a wide open throat center, if you have an undefined throat center with just one gate in it, that's a different story. We spend a lot of time on that in Content by Design, but you'll get a taste of it in the masterclass. So what's on the other side of doing this work? I thought it would be fun to walk through some stories, just quick stories of Content by Design grads, why they came in and how their business has changed now. And this isn't about reading you testimonials. I'm actually going to tell you the stories because I know these women. So in the last round of Content by Design, I think we had 48 women. And if you go through the testimonials, there's an entire testimonial page linked out from the sales page. Actually, I'll link it in the show notes here as well for you. The common theme, and I had someone ask this on the masterclass. She's followed along for, I think, the last three masterclasses. And she's like, the thing that holds me back is that I'm afraid I'm going to get lost. I'm a projector and I'm afraid I'm going to get lost. How is it that you see everyone so clearly in your world? Because I've been with other MGs, manifesting generators, and that's not the case. And I want to tell you, I don't know how I do that. I wish I had the answer for you. I wonder if it's part of me being a quadrite in human design, but I know that it's my gift. And I know that it's always been my gift because it made the adults in my world very uncomfortable when I was a child because I saw what was underneath. And when you go through the testimonials on the testimonial page, the grads that speak on podcast episodes, the videos that are there, over and over and over again, that is what they will tell you. I am seen in this container. I've worked with other MGs and I get lost. I don't know how this is different, but it is. And how do I personalize it and understand the nuances of you and your business and your human design? I don't know, but I do every time. I'm never in a rush. That's another thing that one of the grads said, Amanda Dasio. She's a 6'2 manifesting generator. And she said, you know, I know how many gens operate. I am a many gen, and I fully expected you to be moving and moving and moving and moving and moving inside of this container. But you take so much time. You pause. You make sure the answer made sense. You ask for more from the person. And you always ask, is that complete before you move on to someone else? You take as much time as you need on these calls. I didn't even know that was something that I was doing until she mentioned it. And Amanda, there's a testimonial from her somewhere on the page where she says, you have forever changed the trajectory of my business. Now, I didn't do that. She did that. But before coming through Content by Design, and she's now in the Design to Profit membership, she didn't have the structure in place in her business. She was creating all these offers willy-nilly and trying to make them work and thinking there was something wrong with her. She launched a group program and successfully sold it for the first time inside Content by Design. And she's freaking loving her business now. Or Jaji. Jaji is a 5-1 manifester who writes beautifully. I would call her a poet, an artist. I mean, this woman is incredibly creative. And I remember saying to her one time, why on earth are you in Content by Design? You write beautifully. But for her, it was about the conditioning on her fifth line. She is an emotional manifester. She impacts others emotionally in the moment, initiates them into change. And as a fifth line, that wasn't always comfortable. It's still not comfortable. There are still going to be times where she pauses and thinks, oh my gosh, how can I say that? But she's saying it now. And she's moving her people with her voice. And she's got this acceptance within herself. This is actually what I'm here for. and I'm going to own it all the way to the bank. Chelsea is another 5-1. Chelsea actually has stepped into the Content by Design coaching portal. She'll be there with you this time. And she is a branding and marketing coach. She has been in branding and marketing for 20 years. She's a 5-1 manifesting generator. And she's offering a branding workshop, 3 branding sessions with you inside Content by Design. But as a 5-1, again, she's a beautiful writer. She's an artist. She's also an AI genius. She works with AI 8 hours a day because she's pulling out other people's voices, which is fascinating. So she'll help you pull out your voice. But again, it was this fifth line conditioning. It was all of the ways that she thought she couldn't say it that way. Fifth lines, I don't know. You're some of my favorite people because my heart breaks for the way that you've been conditioned. And we decondition so much of that in Content by Design. Rachel is a 2-4 emotional manifester. And she's also a nurse. She's a nurse and an astrologer. And she has been able to kill it in the podcasting space since going through Content by Design. She speaks to this in the group episode on Unjaded, where we talked to CBD grads, where I spoke with CBD grads. And her business is on fire, doing it her way, really peeling the layers of that conditioning of the 2-4 not knowing her gifts. And I saw recently that they celebrated 1,000 downloads on the podcast, which is powerful. April is a 5-2 projector, and she recreated all of the copy on her website in the last round of CBD, and it's drawing her people in. Young is a beautiful 4-6 projector. She is coming through now, I think, for the 3rd round of Content by Design, because remember, you have lifetime access, which means you're in the room with us live every time you want to. You get to opt in. You don't have to be there. But what I have found with the CBD grads is that when they come back through, there's usually another project. So Young is funny. She's been on the podcast a couple of times. You can pop in there, and I think she was on the group episode as well, so you can hear her story. She's also appeared on my Instagram live a few times. And the first time she came through Content by Design, because she is a human design expert, I attract a lot of human design experts, but remember that you're an expert in your style of human design and the style of human design that serves your clients, maybe not in the messaging piece. That's my piece. So she came through the first round she went through, and she didn't look at any of the videos. She didn't watch any of the trainings. And there were times where she would show up on calls and I'd be like, why is she asking this? Like, this has not, like, this doesn't match what that module is. And the second time she went through all the modules, she's like, now I get it. But she had a project in mind. She wanted to recreate her entire website. She knew she was hiding. And she was at the point where she was just going to come off the roof. She was in her Chiron return. There was a lot of angst there for her. So she just got her website ready. And now she's really stepping into, with the last round, she really stepped into her voice and her impact. Young and I actually share the same incarnation cross, the cross of contagion. And she really stepped into her impact to help women show up in their leading role in their lives through embodiment. Beautiful business she has and a beautiful 4-6 projector. Suzanne is a 6-2 manifesting generator. And she had bought into this lie, this myth in the online space that says that the only way to scale your business is to run group programs. And when we look at Suzanne's design, we don't see a lot of collective energy there. Now, collective energy is all about sharing with the collective. Suzanne is very tribal. She has her people and she holds them tight. And she knows in a moment, everything for her comes down to that 59-6 channel. Who are my people? And I'll hold you. So she actually has freed herself to start offering her one-on-one, to focus on her one-on-one and scale that in a way that builds her business sustainably. Because she's not built for group. She doesn't enjoy it. She was pushing through it and it was causing resentment and frustration in her business. Now she's back to her one-on-one gifts and she's serving the people she's here to serve. Lorianne is a 4-6 manifesting generator and her conscious son is the 59. And I love to see her move through a room. I've had the advantage of having her in my life in other ways as well. She came through human design after we formed a friendship. So we've gotten to talk a lot and I get to see her use this 4-6 gift, this relational energy in her design. Everything comes down to the relationship for her. And what she's now doing for launches, she really worked on her email system when she was in Content by Design. And what she's doing for launches is she launches through email only. She's like, I'm not about those big launches with the big ads and all of those things. I'm here for my people. I'm forming relationships. This launch that she's in now, as I'm recording this, she's actually reached out personally to people that she's in pods with in different groups and invited them personally to be affiliates for her program. It's a beautiful energy of this 4-6 and this 59-6 that she has. Kelly Hughes is a parenting coach, and she's a 1-3 manifesting generator, emotional manifesting generator. She wasn't really showing up online in a way that her people could understand her and grasp what she meant. She's a 1-line. So she was pouring all of this information on them about human design, but they weren't really seeing how to grab on and how to use it in their real life. So now when you look at her content, she is on fire on Instagram. And it's all about how people can use this in their parenting, how moms can stay themselves as they parent their children well, as they parent their children and allow them to be themselves. It's been fascinating to watch her growth edge. And speaking of a growth edge, Darcy. Darcy will now be on her 4th round of Content by Design should she choose to join us this round. She is a 3-5 generator. And Darcy has had the experience. She was raised in a very staunch religion, and she has had the experience of being ousted by her entire community because she no longer follows that religion. You want to talk about the witch wound. When Darcy came through her 1st round of Content by Design, she was terrified to post any content online because she was afraid that someone in her world, her ex-husband, one of her family members, someone from this religion that she was in would see something and would call her out on it. She was so afraid to step into her 5th line role. And by the 2nd round, she was celebrating 100 followers on Instagram, which was a really big deal for her. And now she's cooking with gas. She's just online all of the time. She's doing readings for people. She's growing her business. She's saying what needs to be said, and she feels free in her life to do that. She's letting people see the 3rd line mistakes, and I'm putting that in air quotes, that she's making, and she's calling out the things she sees with her 5th line. It has been beautiful to see her grow. Ritersha, she appeared a couple of times on the Unjaded podcast. You'll be able to go back and find those episodes if you want to hear from her. Ritersha is a generator with just 2 centers defined. So a lot of the generator stuff that she was hearing online really didn't resonate with her. She's not the Energizer Bunny. She's taking in more from the field than she is broadcasting out. And this is the danger that I see in the human design space, where people stop at, well, you're a generator, so you're a manifesting generator, so if you're a projector, then we have got to stop staying on the surface with human design and look at all of the nuances of each and every design. And that has been a lot of Tertia's journey. She's in my membership. She's in my mastermind. She's a Content by Design grad. She'll come through for the next round. And she has revamped her entire website, actually a couple of times, because your messaging is a living and breathing thing. If you've been with me through a lot of these launches, because I know that some people do come through launch after launch after launch, and I'm going to speak to that. I'm going to speak to constantly doing the free thing and never investing. Tertia has invested. And if you've watched me in every launch, the messaging gets tighter and tighter and tighter. You're calling more people in, so you have more data to work with. You understand more what your people are dealing with. And you're deconditioning. We are always deconditioning. We know that this runs in 7-year cycles. So we're going through these 7-year cycles of peeling away the layers, and the messaging just gets tighter and tighter and tighter over time. Your message is going to evolve with you, with your business, and that's a-okay, and that's what Tertia's has done. But a lot of what it's been for Tertia is really accepting. She has her root and her sacral defined, really accepting that she works when those pulses are on and she doesn't when it's off. You know, we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago, Tertia and I, and she said, I'm at a loss because I've got the system in place in my business. I've got I call it the skeleton, the funnel in place in my business. I'm bringing people in through this lead magnet that I love. I have a low bite offer in my email system. I'm not ready to launch my group program yet for another little bit. And I feel like there's nothing to do right now in my business. And I'm off playing with my kids on their last few weeks of school holiday, but I should be working. And I'm saying should in air quotes. And I'm like, isn't that a beautiful problem to have? That everything is set up in your business and you can actually go play until you're ready to work on your launch content? Isn't that the goal? Isn't that what we all want to be doing in our businesses, rather than slaving away to our businesses and our content creation? Of course it is. But how interesting is it that when we get these things done in our businesses, we think there must be something wrong because it's too easy? And that is the gift in following your human design. It gets to be easy. I'm going to stop it there. I have so many more stories that I could tell you of grads of CBD, but that's given you a little bit of the highlight reel. I want to honor your time here this morning with me. Well, it's morning for me when I'm recording this. And I thank you for your patience with this being a little bit later hitting the airwaves and maybe the sound quality not being quite as good. This is a reminder for you that your people are waiting. You may be someone who's been through every iteration of this masterclass with me, who's gone through the last four launches of Content by Design, still sitting on the sidelines, still thinking you're not ready. You may be telling yourself that you don't have the time right now, or you don't have the money right now. And I'm all for honoring your finances, and I'm really all for honoring your human design authority. You know if this is the right decision for you and you're just scared to take the plunge. Waiting until you have more clients, if you're not getting paying clients now or enough paying clients now, is like opening a retail store without inventory and telling yourself that you will buy inventory for that retail store to sell once people start coming in. It makes no sense. At some point, you're going to have to bet on yourself. You're going to have to put some skin in the game because the free events are only going to get you so far. And I promise you, in fact, I guarantee you, there is a money-back guarantee on Content by Design that is longer than the course itself. Although I don't call it a course, people call it an immersion or an experience because we are deconditioning while you are learning how to use your human design. We're healing. There's going to be at least once in Content by Design where you are brought to your knees with what you face in yourself of how you have been conditioned and how you're holding yourself back from helping your people. And the free events are never going to get you to that place. So I would ask you, if not now, then when? When are you going to finally let yourself take the next step in your business that will build your sustainable business without breaking your life? The link is in the show notes to join us this round of Content by Design. The cart closes on Thursday, September 25th, so you don't have a lot more time to think about this. I also have the link in the show notes for those replays. If you want to dive in there, this is your first time here to me and you want to see what I'm like in the room, that will give you a really good indication. And I'm also going to put the link to the testimonial page so that you can dive in. You can search Unjaded and see all of the testimonial episodes, all of the episodes of grads actually talking about their businesses and how Content by Design has actually changed the thing that would never change with anything else they did. I am waiting to welcome you in for this round of Content by Design.